Hey, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
What is it?
Right there, on the ground. Do you see it?
Rats! This is really creepy.
You brought one back?
Yeah, see? It's just a little one.
I'll give you $2,000 for it.
Maybe I should write a song about this experience.
Longer to get back than it did to get out here.
Yeah. Sure seems like it, doesn't it? Let's pretend for a second that I don't know where we are.
Are we lost?
I didn't say that. We're just pretending. So if I didn't know where we were, would you know where we were?
No.
Okay. Then we're lost.
Why did I ever start following you? I know better. What is it? Why are you stopping?
Look, a cave.
We better get out of here.
Why?
Because whatever lives there might come out and get its mail.
I'm going in.
What?
Come on, let's go.
Are you crazy? Come back here. Dwayne, don't do that. Hey, there's the road, right over there.
Yeah.
Well, come on, let's go.
Right after I explore this cave.
Dwayne.
It's dark.
Oh, that's too bad. Guess we gotta go home now.
Wait, I've got a flashlight keyring.
You would.
Looks empty. Let's keep going.
You're nuts. You're absolutely... What is it?
Right there. On the ground. Do you see it?
Are they human?
I can't tell.
They are human!
But the bones are huge.
Maybe they're from a dinosaur.
Or, have you ever heard of Bigfoot?
Oh, come on. They can't be.
What if they are? This be a major discovery. The bones of Bigfoot.
This is really creepy. Let's get out of here.
Hang on.
Don't touch them.
I'm just getting a little souvenir.
Ew, gross.
Listen, Julie, we can't tell anybody about this. Nobody at all. Understand?
Why not?
Because then we might have to share our fortune.
What fortune?
Haven't you been listening? Do you know how much a museum would pay for the bones of Bigfoot? Thousands. Maybe millions. These bones could make us rich.
Really?
Yes. So you can't tell anyone, got it?
Well, all right. I guess.
Won't tell anybody about what?
Rodney!
Well, come on, speak up. You guys won't tell anyone about what?
Nothing. It's not important.
What are you doing here, Rodney?
Oh, I was just looking for the bones.
I knew it! I knew it. You heard, didn't you?
Heard what?
About the bones.
What bones?
These bones.
Cool bones.
We found them first, Rodney.
Yeah, so we get the fortune.
Julie!
Fortune? What fortune?
You had to mention the fortune.
Well, he already saw the bones.
But he didn't know they were Bigfoots.
Bigfoot?
Dwayne!
Rats! Look, Rodney, we still saw them first.
Yeah, they're ours, and you can't have them.
Fine with me.
Oh, yeah? Well, you'll have to get through. What?
I said fine with me.
You mean you don't want them?
Want what? The bones of Bigfoot? Ha! You gotta be kidding. Even I don't believe in that stuff.
But you said you were looking for the bones.
You didn't let me finish. I'm looking for a new place for the bones' secret hideout. The bones of Wrath, not Bigfoot. I thought this cave would work. But since you two twerps know about it, I can see I'm gonna have to keep looking.
And you really don't care about these bones?
Yeah, right. What do you think I am? Dumb or something? Look, dweebs, you gotta be a real dope to believe in Bigfoot.
Bigfoot? Really? Where?
In a cave.
Cave? Cave? What cave?
The one up near Turtle Lake, Pop. Those nerds, Dwayne and Julie, were trying to hide them. Think I'd be interested in a bunch of stupid... Hey, why'd you turn out the light?
Take me there.
Where?
The cave.
What?
right now.
Well, what about the store?
Never mind the store. We're closed. Now take me to the bones of Bigfoot. Move it, move it.
Okay, okay.
And don't call me Pop.
Okay, Pop.
Oh, yeah. This is incredible. Incredible. The bones of Bigfoot.
Wait a minute, Pop. You actually believe this?
Of course I believe it.
But why?
Well, for one thing, we got the proof laying right here in front of us.
But how can you be sure these are the bones of Bigfoot?
Because I saw him once.
What?
You heard me. It was right around this area, too. I was just a kid. Must have been 30 years ago now. I was wandering around, goofing off, when suddenly I heard a noise. I thought it was a bear, so I climbed a tree. And that's when I saw him.
Really, Pop? What'd he look like?
Just like the pictures you've seen. Same big hulking body, same hairy fur coat, same skateboard and straw hat.
Skateboard and straw hat?
I know. Nobody believed me back then either. That's why I finally clammed up about it. I've kept it to myself ever since.
Whatever you say, Pop.
I'm telling you, it was true.
I believe you.
And now, before us, right here on the ground, here is the proof.
Yeah. So what do we do about it?
Do? Ain't I ever taught you nothing? We got Bigfoot's bones right here. Something people will pay to see.
Yeah!
And if I play my cards right, this is going to make a nice, profitable little attraction.
Wait a minute. What about Dwayne and Julie?
What about them?
Well, technically, they found the bones first. They'll probably want a piece of the action. I could scare them into silence, if you know what I mean.
No. We're not going to do anything like that. This time, we are going to use our heads. You stay here, make sure nobody steals the bones.
Where are you going?
City Hall.
What for?
I'm gonna find out who owns this land.
So in essence, since the Imagination Station now allows someone to enter into a Bible story as any character, why couldn't they also enter into a story as something other than a person?
You mean like an animal?
Precisely. For instance, you could be a giraffe in Noah's Ark.
Well, that would be quite an experience. Mm-hmm.
It's a simple matter of programming, which I've already taken the liberty of starting. We'd replace the human character code with an animal character code.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Hi, Eugene.
Oh, hi, Dwayne and Julie.
Greetings.
Well, what have you two been up to?
Oh, nothing much.
We found Bigfoot.
Julie!
Well, he practically dragged it out of me.
You saw Bigfoot?
Not exactly, but we have proof that he exists.
Proof?
We saw his skeleton.
Oh, really?
Fascinating.
It's no joke. It was just like the human skeleton in my biology class, but it was a lot bigger.
The bones and the feet were gigantic.
Show him the bone, Dwayne.
You brought one back?
Yeah, see?
Odd texture.
Yeah, it certainly is.
It's a toe bone.
Well, what do you think, Eugene?
Difficult to say. It has a certain verisimilitude, but the best thing to do would be to run some tests on it in the lab at the college to verify its authenticity.
Yeah, I agree.
Wait a minute. What does that all mean?
Well, Eugene's going to find out if the bone is real.
Oh, it's real, all right.
Well, that's what the test will show.
Then what?
Then I think we should take a look at the rest of that skeleton, if it's all right with you, Dwayne.
Sure.
Yes.
You Eckhart? Jeb Eckhart?
Yes, how can I help you?
Well, I'm Bart Rathbun. I talked to you on the phone about the property.
Oh, yes. You wanted to buy it, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Well, as I told you over the phone, Mr. Rathbone, I'm afraid it's not for sale.
But you didn't give me a chance to make you an offer.
Oh, I'm not sure any offer would mean anything. That land has, well, sentimental value.
I'll give you $2,000 for it.
My grandfather planted an oak tree on that land 120 years ago. That was the highest in the whole forest.
5,000.
My great-great-grandmother wrestled a grizzly bear on the northeast corner of that land, had a tiny scar on her right cheek and a bearskin rug to show for it.
6,000.
I tell you what, son. You seem like an honest man who just wants a good plot of land, you know, maybe to build a nice house, raise a family, wrestle a bear or two. And if there's one thing my grandfather taught me, it was generosity. So, Mr. Rathbone, I'll give you that land for $10,000.
$10,000?
Don't think I could part with it for any less.
I'll have to raise ticket prices.
What was that?
Okay. I'll take it.
Fine doing business with you.
Same here.
You take care of that land, okay?
Oh, I will. I'll talk to you later. You know, about the papers and stuff.
Oh, sure thing. We'll see you.
See ya. $10,000. What a steal.
Granny, Millie, Jeffro, I just unloaded that piece of property out by Trickle Lake for $10,000.
So how much do you think a museum would pay for Bigfoot's skeleton?
Would you stop thinking about that?
You don't get it, do you, Julie? This is huge. This is like the biggest thing to ever hit Odyssey. Right, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, if they are the bones of Bigfoot, then it would be a significant find, yeah.
Yeah, and I'll bet they'll be worth a lot of money. Maybe even $1,000,000.
And what would you do with $1,000,000?
Get a drum set, a couple guitars, probably buy my own music studio.
If only you could buy talent.
You'll be eating those words when I play at the Connellsville Concert Hall at $20 a ticket.
I wouldn't pay $20 to hear you sing if there was a trip to Wally World included.
You better be careful. I won't share any of it with you.
Well, I wouldn't start counting my minions just yet, Dwayne.
Why not? When the test proves that the skeleton's real, it will be worth a lot of money, won't it?
Probably.
See, Julie?
But that doesn't necessarily mean you'll get any of it.
What? Why not?
Because you just found the bones, Dwayne. They actually belong to the person who owns the land.
Right. And that person would be me.
Yeah.
Bart.
Rodney.
What are you doing here?
Oh, just protecting my investment.
What investment?
The bones of Bigfoot. What else?
What? You told him, Rodney?
Yep.
But I thought you didn't believe in Bigfoot.
You said that anybody who does would have to be a real dope.
You did?
Oh, yeah, well, that was before I talked to my pop. He showed me how wrong I was, because he actually saw Bigfoot once.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
It was about 30 years ago. He looked just like the pictures you've seen. Same big, hulking body, same hairy fur coat. Same skateboard and straw hat.
Skateboard and straw hat?
Never mind that. The point is, I just bought this land from old man Eckhart. Paid him $10,000.
$10,000? Where'd you get that kind of money, Bart?
First National Bank of Odyssey at prime plus 17% interest, which means this cave and the bones in it now belong to me.
But that's not fair.
Who said life was fair, kid?
Bart, are you sure that was a wise move? You don't even know if these bones are genuine.
Oh, they're genuine, all right.
Well, would you mind if we took a look at them?
Oh, not at all. Look to your heart's content. Right after you give me
$10. $10?
A piece.
What?
Oh, Bart.
Too little?
He can't do this, can he, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, I'm afraid he can, Dwayne.
That's right. Like I said, it's my property. So, if you have your $10 ready...
Forget it, Bart.
Then I'm afraid I'll have to ask you all to leave.
All right, come on, kids.
Mr. Whitaker.
Aw, man.
So long, dweebs.
Come again for our grand opening. Oh, and be sure to tell all your friends.
Skateboard and straw hat.
So you're saying the bones are intact?
No, they're in the cave.
Ah. It looks like you've attracted quite a crowd.
Well, what did you expect? This ain't some kind of sideshow. These are the bones of Bigfoot.
You know, this could attract people from all over the globe, Bart. Are you prepared for the inundation of tourists?
I am always prepared for one of them incandation things, whatever.
So what kind of proof do you have that these are Bigfoot's bones?
Proof? I'll tell you what proof I've got. I got the bones right there. You'll have all the proof you need just as soon as we open the gate. Proof.
Yeah. Speaking of which, weren't you supposed to open up 10 minutes ago?
Yeah, but we're having a few technical difficulties. But we should have them cleared up in just a few minutes.
Look out, gangway coming through.
Rodney, get in here.
Hiya, Pop.
Excuse us, guys. We'll be opening in just a few minutes, folks. What took you so long?
I couldn't get through the traffic.
Did you bring the bulbs?
Right here.
Good. There's the stepladder. Now get to it.
Right, Pop.
Fine time for my bulbs to burn out. I got 1,000 people lined up to see this cave, and I got no light. Be careful, Rodney.
Don't worry, Pop. I'm in control. Whoa. Ow!
Oh, Rodney, what are you doing?
Oh, the ladder slipped. I'm all right, by the way.
Oh, never mind that. You fell right on the... Oh, no. You broke one of the bones.
What?
You broke it right in half.
Oh, man.
Don't pick it up.
I was just seeing if I could fix it. Hey, wait a minute.
What? What is it?
This ain't a bone.
What? What are you talking about?
Look, it's all crumbly like plaster or something.
Let me see that. Oh, you're right. It is plaster. And it's got a wire mesh under it.
I don't get it. What's it mean?
It means it's a fake bone.
Fake?
Not so loud, you cork brain.
Sorry, Pop. But this is some joke.
No, it ain't. This is really bad. Really, really bad. Oh, that's what it is. And I got an incantation. I got a lot of people out there.
Well, maybe we could put this back down like this and see. Nobody'll notice.
They'll notice. Oh, this is terrible. What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? Oh, quiet!
Sorry, Pop.
Well, hi, you two.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, I thought you'd both be at the grand opening of the Bigfoot exhibit.
Are you kidding? I never want to see that cave again for as long as I live.
He's been like this all morning.
Oh, well, sorry, Dwayne.
I was so close! Millions slipped right through my fingers. Maybe I should write a song about this experience. The Bones of Broken Dreams.
Well, how about a nice ice cream sundae to cheer you up?
Thanks, but I don't have any money.
A skeleton of shattered hopes.
Found the house.
Double chocolate for me.
Me too. Thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
Okay, coming right up. Oh, hi, Eugene.
Hello, Mr. Whitaker. Ah, exactly the intrepid threesome I need to see. I've just come from the lab, and I have the test results on the bone you gave me.
Really?
Wow.
Did you find out anything?
As a matter of fact, we found something rather extraordinary.
What?
It has to do with the origin of the bone. It actually came from...
Bigfoot?
A dinosaur?
A craft shop.
What?
Simply put, it's artificial, man-made, plaster de Paris, I believe.
You mean...
It's a fake? They're all fake?
As a counterfeit bill, to borrow the colloquialism...
Why would somebody make a fake skeleton?
Precisely the question I've been asking myself, though not literally, of course.
Somebody was trying to trick us.
Well, pretty elaborate joke.
How would they put it way out in the middle of the woods? Who are they trying to fool?
Well, you, for one. And I think they did a pretty good job of it.
What do you mean?
Well, you wanted the bones to be something extraordinary. So in your mind, you made them real, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I guess I did.
All you could think of was the money you were going to make and the things you were going to buy.
And you weren't the only one. Mr. Rathbone also fell sway to the bones' persuasion.
Hey, you think he knows?
Listen.
This is John Cameron coming to you live from Bigfoot Cave near Trickle Lake, where owner Bart Rathbone has just made a startling discovery.
They're gone. They've been stolen. The Bigfoot bones have been stolen.
He knows.
I put a sheet over the bones last night to protect them, and now when I lifted the sheet, they were gone. Please stay behind the gate. There's nothing to see anymore, people.
And there you have it.
Oh,
the Bigfoot bones gone. We'll bring you updates.
Unbelievable. Well, you see what happens when greed takes over your life.
You know, this whole thing would make a great rock video.
Video? Video, of course. That's it.
What's it, Mr. Whitaker?
I think I know where the Bigfoot bones came from.
You do?
Yes. And if I'm right, it would also explain what Bart Rathbone actually saw all those years ago. Watch the shop, Eugene. I need to do a little research.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hi there, Bart.
Whittaker, what are you doing here?
Well, I hadn't seen you in a couple of days, ever since the mysterious disappearance of the Bigfoot bones.
Oh, yeah, tragic, wasn't it? So, can I interest you in a clock radio?
Well, actually, I'd like to take a look at a VCR.
Certainly. We have a fine model right over here on aisle 5.
May I play this tape?
You brought your own tape?
Oh, just something I picked up recently. I wanted you to see it.
Oh, well, all right.
There, this scene right here.
Yeah, the woods. So what?
Oh, wait. There.
It's Bigfoot.
Yes, riding a skateboard and wearing a straw hat.
Where'd you get this tape?
From a video catalog. It's a movie called The Legend of Bigfoot's Cave. It was filmed right here in Odyssey about 30 years ago. I remember hearing about it. That's the Bigfoot you saw, Bart, a man in a costume.
Well, what do you know?
Oh, there's more. See that cave there?
Sure.
Oh, wait, until the camera goes inside there. There. You see anything familiar?
Oh, my bones. Dims, my bones.
Yes.
No, wait a minute. Then that means...
That means those bones were props for a movie. Fake.
Fake? Well, then, I guess it's a good thing I never charged anybody to go into that cave, huh?
Yeah, you might even say your little burglary was a blessing in disguise.
Fake. Can you believe them Hollywood people cluttering up our forest with a bunch of plaster bones? That's who we ought to sic the police on.
Plaster? How did you know the bones were made out of plaster, Bart?
What? Because you said they were.
I never said anything about plaster, just that they were fake.
Well,
Bart?
Well, all right, Whittaker, all right.
How long have you known?
Well, I found out just before the grand opening.
You know, for someone who has just lost a potential fortune, you sure are taking it well, especially considering the money you spent on that land.
Huh? Oh, well, you know, easy come, easy go.
Yeah, now I know something's happened. Come on, Bart. Out with it.
Well, if yous must know. Couple of days ago, old man Eckhart came to see me. He said he'd made a mistake selling me the land and wondered if I'd consider selling it back to him.
Let me guess. You were only too happy to accommodate him for a small profit.
Hey, he insisted.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll say this for you, Bart. You certainly are consistent.
Well, thanks, I think.
Oh, say, isn't that Mr. Eckhart on television?
Turn it up.
Tell us what happened.
Well, I'm just a poor mountaineer, you know. I can barely keep my family fed. But then yesterday, I was shooting at some food, and up from the ground comes this bubbling crude.
Oil, you mean?
Yep, black gold. Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jeb's millionaire.
What?
Mr. Eckhart's not exaggerating, folks. Experts say this could be one of the richest oil finds in the state.
Bart, he didn't find that oil on the land you sold back to him, did he?
Bones. Oil. Oh!
I guess he did. Oh, Bart.
Whit said Dwayne and Bart were taken in by the fake bones because of their greed. Dwayne dreamed of getting musical equipment. Bart dreamed of great wealth. And both of them ended up the worse off. That's what happens when we let sin like the love of riches get the best of us. We become blind to the truth. The Apostle Paul said it best in 1 Timothy 6:10, "Love of money is the root of all evil." And that's it for now. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. No Bones About It was written by Wayne Valero, Marshall Younger, and Phil Lawler, and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Todd Bastide. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.